Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you know what? Brenda already has. For those of you who are loyal listeners and memorize a phone number, I mean, you guys are just, you rock my world is all I can tell you. So, Brenda, we're not even going to sort of do any kind of folly roll. We're just going to put you on the air, welcome you, and see what's on your mind today.
Well, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. I was just listening to your podcast from yesterday, and somebody had a reference to the joke that Dr. Ben Carson said in the debate, and I think you said it must have had something to do with a lobotomy. And
No.
It actually – oh, I'm sorry.
No, somebody. Let me just sort of backtrack a little bit. What day before yesterday was national tell a joke about a president, national president joke day. So that's what we. So
yeah.
Then, so we didn't get to it till yesterday, and then somebody said it had to do with brain or taking out part of your brain. That's what he said, or half a brain or something like that. And I said, was the word lobotomy used? Okay, that's the context. Okay, now tell me, so you know the joke, huh?
Well, I don't know the joke verbatim. However, I mean, it'd be easy, probably. I mean, if you were tech savvy, it'd be easy enough. Do you know anything about him? Do you know what he...
Yeah, I know he was a neurosurgeon. I know he's running for president. I know the two controversial things about him was that he worked on fetal tissue at one point, and also that he thinks that Planned Parenthood in African-American neighborhoods is a way of genocide. So, those are the things I know. So not a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, you're right. He's a neurosurgeon. He's had several books on gifted hands and such like that. But I think the joke was more pertaining to removal of some of the brains, referring to the candidate.
Okay.
Instead of,
Oh, no, I know he was. I knew it was a joke about presidents. I wasn't beyond that.
Yeah.
Let's see what I've got here. I'm just looking up his quotes.
Oh, yeah.
It says bombastic quotes full of references to Nazi slavery and upcoming totalitarian takeovers. He has little to lose. He won't be a president. He won't be the nominee. He's already made clear I don't care about political correctness. His Carson's quotes have an uncomfortable spillover effect. One moment they're trying to talk tax policy and plan to beat ISIS. The next they're getting asked about a rival candidate's discussion of prison sex and homosexuality. They have to find an answer that toes the conservative line needed to keep pace with the party base without venturing into territory that threatens their viability in the general election. A small slip is enough to send one to the back of a long line of skilled contenders. All right, so it would just be nice to hear what being gay is a choice, a political correctness.
Yeah.
Apparently... Advanced Payment History Class, IRS, Veterans Dying Waiting for Medical Care, Obamacare, Obama's Appearance, Similarities Between the Founding Fathers.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have it here. So you don't know exactly what the joke was either, huh?
No, I don't. But, I didn't even – where's all that stuff from? Is it
this? All right,
Twitter?
Here's what I did. I Googled Ben Carson quotes.
Oh,
so all of that came
up.
And they've got nine of them. Yeah. I could read you the quotes, but, since this the program isn't really ever about politics. It was just about – a national
– of course.
And I in a moment of sheer idiocy, sort of ventured in, okay, tell jokes, but you're not allowed to just call up and say – a president's name. That's not fair. Presumably there is some sense of humor about this, but
right. Well, I thought I thought the whole debate was one humorous thing, let me tell you. but anyway, I just thought I'd call in. Always nice to talk to you, Dr. Joy, and you do such a great job.
Well, thank you. So let me just ask you, Brenda, before I let you go here. So what, you were calling in to just clarify a bit that he was talking about removing braids.
Yeah, that he wasn't talking about lumbotomy.
No, I knew. I knew that. I just, you know, as I said, they couldn't remember what it was, and I was being somewhat cavalier as well, which is probably not the world's smartest thing to do. Did it have anything to do with lobotomies? Just because that was the classic way. You don't actually take somebody's brain out. You just, you do a lobotomy, which people don't do anymore, mercifully. But it was a treatment at one point, which is pretty scary.
Oh, yes. I agree. But anyway,
so you were just clarifying.
Yeah, I was just clarifying, and of course, it's always a joy to talk to you, Dr.
Well, Brenda, thank you, my dear. Nice to talk with you, and thanks for being my first caller today.
And
I will try and stay out of even halfway semi-serious political jokes because it's just not worth it. It's not what I do. It's not what I care about doing. So it just, we're going to blame Manny, I think, for that one because he was the one who found that it was National President's Joke Day or Presidential Joke Day. So. Let's,
yeah.
All right, everybody
okay,
go,
well,
Manny, no, bad Manny. No, we won't do that. I could have ignored it.
I sincerely enjoy your podcast. Thank
well,
you
I,
so much.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Brenda.
Okay.
All right, Trevor, let this be a moral lesson to you.
No jokes.
Beware of, well, yeah, jokes, you know, they're really tough to do on the air. My classic one I've told was I was working one Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so Thanksgiving Eve. I think I didn't have my own show at that moment. And that's a terrible, because when you're just, when you don't have your own, I mean, I had my own show, but it was local, it was not syndicated. So people, you know, the big deals would take vacations, and they would take, like, Thanksgiving week off, or a couple of days, and they would take New Year's Eve off. And so I worked a lot of holidays when I first moved here, because I was just working overnight on the weekends, and I would fill in for everybody. I needed the exposure, I needed the money. And so I worked, and those are not, I mean, those are days where people basically, if people are alone, they're really alone, because most people, even if they're single, are with other people around holidays. So it's kind of a treacherous time to be doing the kind of work I do. And there have been, one of my favorite calls actually happened in that context, but this one was the one that taught me about jokes and the air. And I just said, look, I'll stuff your head while you stuff your turkey, and if you haven't defrosted it yet, just put your oven on 100, and it'll be ready at Christmas. And I was kidding, obviously, or maybe not, apparently not obviously. And I got this storm of letters. This was, I think, before emails, of people saying that was, you know, I listen to you all the time. You give great advice. What were you thinking? That would be salmonella. I mean, people didn't understand that was actually a joke. So. And you hear, and we had a caller yesterday who responded to his sister with kind of a joking tone, and she got all bent out of shape about it. And he was calling me because he's saying, okay, how do I make it right? So the moral of the story is, if you're going to tell somebody a joke, you probably need to, number one, know them pretty well. Now, he obviously knew his sister, or thought he did. But I would also argue that humor is best face-to-face, because then you can see somebody going, what? And you can kind of backtrack or explain. You can't see that what or are you kidding or yup in an email, right? All you get is somebody's anger, and then you don't know what they were angry about, and then you get angry with them. So be a little careful. And I've just relearned my lesson that anything that has to do with jokes, I've actually, although it was a successful program, said call up and you can tell me an ethnic joke, but it has to be clean, and it has to be on your ethnicity. In other words, you can tell a Polish joke if you're Polish. You can tell a blonde joke if you're blonde, but you can't tell a Polish joke if you're blonde, or obviously, you see the point. So you'd think I'd learn a little more quickly than I have. But listen, change is difficult, right? All right, so no more sense of humor. Bad joy, bad. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Humorless Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you enjoying Dr. Joy Brown? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Dr. Joy Brown has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/docjoy. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/docjoy. That's gcnlive.com/docjoy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today in history, today is International Left-Handers Day, which is not a political statement, folks. Just International Left-Handers Day and National Filet Mignon Day. I have no idea what they have to do with one another, except I suppose if you're left-handed, you're going to be cutting your steak with your other hand. You know, I'd love to hear, I think, what are the statistics? I think about 1 in 9, I think that's what it is, people are left-handed. I have a sister who is left-handed, and they tried to convince her not to. I mean, that used to be the deal, is that you would try to convince somebody to, you would tie up their hand and stuff like that, and that, they've now decided that is kind of cruel and not a very good idea. I'll tell you what, if you're left-handed, tell me what the advantages and disadvantages are, and be specific. Don't say things like, it's a right-handed world. It turns out the life expectancy of people who are left-handed is less than people who are right-handed, and the assumption being that they're more accident-prone. It's not biologic, or at least they assume it's not biologic. It's you're just more accident-prone because the world's set up backward for you, which is kind of an interesting notion. You're not left-handed, are you, Trev?
Nope, right-handed.
I've had a number of my producers were left-handed, are left-handed. And they're still alive, and they're still left-handed, as far as I know. So it's an interesting phenomenon. So let us know, let's put that up on Facebook. If you're left-handed, what are the advantages and disadvantages? Be specific. Okay, on this day in history, one of my favorite things, in 582, Maurice, becomes emperor of the Eastern Roman Empire. So there you go. And I think it was last week was the last emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, right? Because Napoleon whacked him. Well, he didn't whack him. He defeated them. I think he kept him alive. I think he probably just put him in exile. 1792, Louis XVI is formally arrested by the National Tribunal and declared an enemy of the people. Sometimes it is not good to be king. In 1898, Carl Gustav Witt discovered 433 Eros, the first near-Earth asteroid to be found. All right, I have to tell you this joke because the guy's name obviously is spelled W-I-T-T, right? Carl Gustav Witt. All right, it reminds me of my favorite all-time joke with Carl Reiner on the Today Show, or the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And Johnny Carson would come up with an answer, and his guest, in this particular case, Carl Reiner, had to come up with a question. My all-time favorite, and I must have been like 8 or 9 years old. Couldn't have been any more than that. The question, or the answer was 9W. Carl Reiner spontaneously, or at least it occurs to me at this very moment, it may not have been spontaneous. He may have known ahead of time, but I don't believe that, especially because Carl Reiner is so smart. Okay, so the answer is 9W. The question, are you ready for it, Trev?
Ready.
Is, do you spell your name with a V, Mr. Wagner? 9W. Isn't that great?
That's funny.
I mean, that's on so many different levels. I thought that was the all-time best joke. I've been telling that for 300 years. Okay, in 1918, Berish Motoren Berka, we've got a lot of W's pronounced as V's today, A-G, which is, to those of us who are not German, BMW, established as a public company in Germany in 1918. In 1942, Walt Disney's fifth full-length animated film, Bambi, was released to theaters. I didn't realize it was that old. Have you ever seen Bambi?
Of course.
Do you remember? I've probably seen it like 7 or 8 times. Do you every time I forget, Bambi's mom buys the farm, right? So I end up sobbing through Bambi.
Pretty dark.
Well, Walt Disney's stuff were all about orphans. And almost always moms. And I don't think he was an orphan. We'll have to check out. I don't think he was. But that's, I mean, think about his theme about Lion King loses his mom. I mean, basically Lion King is Hamlet, right? It is. It's the same plot. It just has animated figures. Or in particular case of Julie Taymor, sort of people dressed as puppets. But it's basically, it's Hamlet. Okay. 1961, East Germany closes the border between the east and western sectors of Berlin to thwart its inhabitants' attempts to escape to the west. So this is the day that the Berlin Wall essentially went up, in 1961. In 1969, so this is kind of a not very happy, well, I suppose finding Eros 433 and BMW are all okay, but Bambi is kind of a dark film. Certainly the Berlin Wall. Well, I guess Emperor of the Roman Empire, but Louis XVI being declared a bad guy. Not a happy day for some people. In 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts are released from a 3-week quarantine to enjoy a ticker tape parade in New York, New York. That evening at a state dinner in Los Angeles, they are awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by the U.S. President Richard Nixon. Okay, let me ask you, if you've got a chance to have a presidential dinner, would you rather it was in California or in D.C.?
D.C.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think they got gypped a little bit, especially since they were already in New York. And the ticker tape parades are really fun. Have you ever seen a ticker tape parade?
Only in the movies.
Okay, well, sometime you'll have to come up here. The latest one was the women's soccer team. And it really is fun. They not only use ticker tape, but they use paper shredders, you know, all the ones that people use to keep things confidential. And sometimes they just throw toilet paper out the window. They throw everything out the window. And because it's down here at the tip of Manhattan, there's quite often a wind blowing. So the thing blows all over everything. It's called the Canyon of Heroes, and it really is. It's a canyon, and people hang out the window and throw stuff out. It's really cool. I mean, I think it's and they have – now, if you come to New York and you walk up the Canyon of Heroes, they have placards on the sidewalk that say who was there and what the award was. I don't know how up-to-date they are. The ones that I know about are all about – well, I guess the 1940s and 1950s, I guess the 60s, but like the Giants did that when they won the Super Bowl, they did it twice, and it's a really cool thing. I mean, there's something, maybe it's just because it's historical, but there's something very cool about it, and watching it is really fun. And although there's much less ticker tape now than there is like confetti and the shredder papers and toilet paper, and people throw out paper towels. I mean, it's a mess afterward. And you go along one of the oldest cemeteries in America, so the gravestones are all covered with junk. And it's a really cool phenomenon, just because it's such a weirdly American kind of thing of celebrating people by throwing stuff at them. Although, I mean, obviously, there's nothing harsh about it. Did you know they've stopped throwing rice at weddings now? They decided that it's dangerous. It can hurt people. They can slip on it. And if the birds eat rice, it can kill them. So they now do, which I think is a lot more fun. I actually went to a wedding when my daughter was very young, and we'd already gotten to the point where we didn't think rice was a good idea because you get pelted with it, and it hurts because people don't necessarily throw it up in the air. They throw it at you. And it doesn't feel very good. So we had Quaker puffed rice that we threw. Although I think everybody thought it was a metaphor and that the bride was pregnant, which she wasn't. People now do bubbles, which I think is much cooler, much more fun. We love bubbles. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what's our mission statement around here. So give me a call about whatever it is that's on your mind. Kate, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there.
Hi, Kate.
Can you hear me?
I can. What's on your mind?
Great. I love your show. I've been listening for years. You've helped me think about a lot of things differently, like been cheerful in my life. But I'm calling today because you had a caller the other day who had a little boy who the pediatrician thought might be ADHD or possibly Asperger.
Right.
I'm not sure if you remember.
Yeah.
But when he reminded me a little bit of my son. And my son was diagnosed gifted about a year and a half ago. And a lot of people think, oh, that's a great thing to be gifted, and it is and it isn't. And a lot of the characteristics of gifted kids kind of overlap with ADHD and Asperger. And,
well, all right, so before we go on, just so people know what your, first of all, how old is your son?
He's 13 now.
Okay, and when they said he was gifted, what specifically were they referring to?
Well, the principal actually picked up on it at his school and had a gifted screen done. So he's high genius for verbal comprehension and problem solving. He was pretty high for, and then After that, so that was enough to qualify him to go to the gifted program, but we still kind of thought something was missing in that diagnosis, so we took him and had a full psych ed done.
Okay.
And he's actually, even though he qualified as gifted because he was very, very high in those areas, he had other areas that were quite a bit lower. But it was definitely money well spent to just kind of get an understanding of how his brain works and know that we could cross things like ADHD and Asperger's off the list.
What were some of the things that you were seeing that made you concerned?
He didn't have a lot of a filter. He liked to talk about things that other kids his age had zero interest in. He's super competitive. And as far as fight or flight, he doesn't seem to have much of a flight. So in the moment, he's pretty reactive.
So what was the diagnosis that your other consultant came up with? Was there a diagnosis or just an explanation?
No, the pediatrician said, he's probably like on the borderline for ADHD, but he was never much of a student. If he was interested in something, he would do wonderful in it. If he wasn't, it was pulling teeth to get him to do anything.
Yeah, it sounds to me more that it's a kid who was bored more than anything else. I mean, he's really bright. Bored people tend to be kind of a little stubborn sometimes and sometimes a little obnoxious because they think legitimately that they're smarter than the average bear. So, I think a lot of his behavior really could be explained by feeling that he was bored out of his mind, so there was no challenge, so, you know, what's the big deal?
And that's what you said about her son the other day, that he was disruptive in class all the time, but he got good marks. So
But that's what I said to her as well. It sounds to me he's bored.
Yeah.
A kid who is not, because look, one of the things about boredom and why you could see the overlap with ADHD, because they're not the same at all, except in one facet, the kid is checked out. Now, in one case, they're checked out because they can't check in. They just don't have the ability to check in and stay checked in, more accurately. That's ADHD.
Right.
With boredom, they don't check in because there's nothing there to keep their interest. And so in one case, it's a matter of they can't, and the other case, it's a matter of they're not interested, so they won't. They're very different phenomenon. But what they have in common, what the overlap is being checked out. The question is, why is your kid checked out? Is he checked out? And it's mostly boys for reasons. And we assume, and this is, again, part of the reason for the confusion, that boys, lay down the myelin sheath, which is the insulation on nerves, later than girls. It's why they toilet train later. It's why they have less impulse control. It's why they're more prone to ADHD. It's probably why the Asperger's a little unclear, but we're probably going to find that there's something that has to do with both genetics and nerve transmission and myelin sheath, just because it's so consistent with everything else. With kids who are bored, it has nothing to do with neurological competence, although sometimes kids who are very bright are not necessarily well coordinated, and nobody really understands why that link happens so frequently. It may be... it's not an obvious kind of thing, except that hand-eye coordination is a completely different part of the brain than being able to do a math problem. They both have nerve conductivity in common, but they're different parts of the brain, different nerve activations. So, but your kid and her kid don't sound like ADHD at all. They don't sound like kids who can't. They sound like kids who won't because they're bored. And if I've already seen this, done this, I'm going to be disruptive. I'm going to be checked out. I may even look like I'm having absence seizures. I may even be going to sleep in class. And it's not because I can't focus. It's because I don't care. I already know all that stuff. And it's not interesting to me. It doesn't engage me on any level. There's nothing here for me to learn. There's nothing here for me. As opposed to a kid who would like to be checked in and can't. So but you could see why the misdiagnosis could happen, even though they're completely opposite. But they have in common that phenomenon of being checked out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, he wasn't really a great student, to be fair, but he is now that he's in the right program. But
Well, but again, if he's bored, he's not going to be a good student because he doesn't care. He, you know,
nope,
it's just not interesting to him at all. And so one of the things you can do, exactly as you say, is get them tested, see what their capabilities are, challenge them, because all of us respond better when we're challenged. You know, otherwise, people phoning it in. I mean, if you're doing the same job, it's why people are much more prone to accidents on assembly lines. They're doing the same damn thing over and over again. They're just not checked in, as opposed to, you know, when you're first learning a job, you pay attention, and you may be clumsier. But so you may have people who've been at a job a very short period of time and people who've been at a job a very long period of time who have the same accident rate, but for completely different reasons. One is they don't know how to do it, and the other is they are bored out of their skull, which is why on assembly line jobs they've now started changing people around a little bit so that you don't get bored. So you're right. I mean, when somebody gives you a diagnosis, ask them on exactly as I did to you, what are you seeing that allows you to believe this? And then look at the data, because you could see how a kid who's a gifted kid, who's near genius, could have the same symptoms as a kid who just can't focus. Now, are there kids who are near geniuses who have ADHD? Yeah. But it's not all that common. What you much more likely have is two kids who are exhibiting the same symptoms for very different reasons.
Right. She had a pediatrician see him, and I think a school counselor. But I would say get the full psych ed done. I think it was the best money we've ever spent.
Good. All right. Well, this is good, and good for. For your therapist, it's always nice when the therapist hears that. Yeah, we're really glad we did that.
Oh yeah, and she had also said she felt like something was off with him, but she was almost nervous to find out. And I would say just do it. Like,
yeah, sure.
Just do it. You're so much better to know and.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever it is, you can deal with it.
Exactly. You can't. I mean, that's a little scary that a professional would say, well, you know, it's too scary to know. Well, you can't solve problems until you know what it is.
Said that.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Sorry, well, you heard me say, no. Yeah, you heard me say, no, that isn't where we go.
It. Like, if she's listening today, I hope she will just do it. And a lot of insurance companies will pay a significant part of it. And
as you say, it's money well spent.
Absolutely. I wish I had done it sooner.
All right, Katie, thank you, and good luck to your 13. You're about to have a lot of fun with a 13-year-old kid. Teenagers are such fun. Just keep me on speed dial.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Janie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, my gosh. Hi. I am such a huge fan of your movie reviews, and I someday want to be a movie reviewer like you. And I'm just wondering, like, where did you go to school? Like, how does someone become a film critic?
Okay. Well, you know, I can give you thank you. And today is movie review day, so you're right on target here. I can tell you how I did it. I can tell you how some of my colleagues did it. I did it because my story is kind of a weird one. I've always loved movies, and I've always gone to movies. And when I started my broadcast career in Boston, I actually started because nobody knew how to do it. There was one other psychologist, Tony Grant, was actually preceded me on the air in Los Angeles, but there weren't satellites, so nobody was syndicated. You were just in. She was on the West Coast, I was on the East Coast. Hold that thought. I'll come back and tell you how I evolved in it, how other people evolved into it, and maybe how you can evolve into it. All right, 855-993-7569. Tell you how to be a movie critic. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was in a word delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh, veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's TryPlated.com, TryPlated.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Jamie has been listening to the program for a long time. She likes my movie reviews, so she wants to know how I got into it and how, and I can tell her how some of my colleagues got into it, which are probably more instructive for how she could get into it. So, as I said, I was starting on the air, and when I first started, because there was nobody, there weren't other women on the air, and there weren't other psychologists on the air, so I really didn't know how to do it. And so what I started doing was I would interview authors and other psychologists. And authors, it was okay, but because somebody can write doesn't necessarily mean that they can talk. And this is radio, number one. And number two, when I did psychologists, that either we agreed on something, at which point one of us was superfluous, or we disagreed, at which point I think we're just confusing to listeners. Not to mention, I'm not saying I was any smarter than they were, but I was more verbal than they were. So it just wasn't workable. So I had to figure out something else. And what I realized very quickly is, you know, that this is a country that's not necessarily particularly supportive of of bright people, let alone bright women. And so when I was trying to make a point, instead of saying, well, if you'll read Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, whom I still use, because I think there's really no substitute, but something a little bit more obscure, I would, instead of trying to use a book to explain something, I would use a movie, because movies are... So I've never been a television watcher, so I couldn't really talk very much about television. But, and theater, I wasn't in New York then, and even though Boston has a theater scene, it's not the same. But movies were universal. So I knew a lot about movies because I had a lot of movies. So I just started talking about movies. And at one point, I interviewed the guy there in Boston at the time. There were basically two theater chains, and one of them was much bigger than the other. And I decided to interview that they had a change in leadership. So I interviewed the guy to talk about what his theory is of what people want to see in movies and yada yada. And he said, how about if I gave you a movie pass? So I'm saying, yeah. And this was, so all of a sudden I had access to first run movies, at, you know, right when they came out. So when I moved to San Francisco, there are a bunch of movie companies, but I actually wrote a letter to each of the, I think there are like seven or eight of them, and said, look, when I was in New York, I had access to all the movies for first run, and I reviewed them on the program, or I would use them. I didn't review them at that moment. That I would use them to illustrate points. So everybody gave me, I had a bunch of passes from the movie companies in San Francisco. When I moved to New York, it was a somewhat different ball game, but I guess by then I was syndicated. And so a couple of people, Bill Deal and Joel Siegel, said, look, we've heard your reviews. We'd like to nominate you for membership in the Broadcast Film Critic Association. And, of course, I'm going, yes. So that's how it came for me, is that I loved movies. I used them to illustrate points. I sort of accidentally got passes in Boston and then asked for them in San Francisco. And people would call up. I guess that's what happened in San Francisco. Somebody called up and said, I'm going on a first date. Which movie should I go to? So I would call up and say, you know, if you tell me what movies you, a couple movies you liked in the past, I'll tell you what's around that you might like. And that's really kind of how I guess it evolved into reviews. And then when I came to New York, two really nice people sort of nominated me to be in, and I've been in BFCA for years. Okay, so that's kind of a circuitous route, and I was already on the air.
Gosh.
For a lot of my colleagues, a lot of them started as journalism majors, and they wrote for other things. They wrote either culture stuff or they wrote news stories sometimes, and kind of evolved. And sometimes movie reviewers at newspapers in the old days were not considered particularly high in the food chain. They're probably higher now because of Siskel and Ebert, probably as much as anything else. So some of my colleagues are on television. A lot of them used to write for newspapers. But what some of them have done, and this is probably where we get to the Janie school of life, is they write, a couple of my colleagues write for websites. They do a blog. They do a newsletter for their condo. So I think the idea is, at the beginning, you're probably going to have to pay to go to some movies. But if you love movies, you're probably doing that anyway. And then you get sort of a backlog of reviews that you've done, and either you get some traction online, or you get that you sort of write for a local newspaper or whatever, and then you can apply for something like the Broadcast Film Critics Association, or you can apply for other sort of venues. The British have an organization. So the idea is just start someplace and get some publicity, or just get some exposure, really. So it can be a newsletter, it can be a blog, it can be a website, it can be ask if your local newspaper doesn't have a movie reviewer, ask them if you can do it, and just start someplace. And you have to be consistent. I mean, you can't just do one movie and then not for a bunch. So you have to have, say, maybe, you know, what's coming out this week. And as I said, the thing about the Internet is you can essentially set it up for yourself. You don't have to ask somebody to actually hire you. You can do Janie's Juicy Movie Reviews or something. And if you get some traction, you may get some advertisers. And then you can apply to go to some of these organizations. And you can go to apply for film festivals. And there's, you know, they're all over the country now. I just got something from Portland. There was something from San Diego. And then there, you know, the famous ones. There's the Montreal Film Festival, Toronto Film Festival, the New York Film Festival. So they're but basically just start someplace and make sure that decide who your audience is going to be, because some people write very technical reviews. I'll talk about the cinematography. You'll never hear me talk about cinematography, or almost never. A lot of my colleagues take notes. I don't. My deal is I have three criteria for movies. Was I involved when I was there? Second of all, was it fun to be there? And third of all, how do I feel about it 24 hours later? And so there are movies that that I didn't think were that great, except they haunt me. And you'll hear in the reviews, I'll say, you know, this at first glance, this may not impress you very much, but it really is a haunting movie. Or I'll say that my worst criteria is that, and you hear me all the time say, most movies are too long these days. In fact, one of the ones I'm going to review today. So you need to have a point of view. I don't take notes because they give me notes quite often, which I never look at till after I've seen the movie, because I want to go in with the same mindset that you do. And you'll never hear me give away an ending in a movie because I don't want to spoil it for you. And I don't talk a lot about the plot because I figure if you're going to go to see the movie, you don't want it spoiled. You want to discover it the same way I discovered it. And if you're not going to go see the movie, what do you care? So you need to have
a question.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I need to hold you over. Can I hold you over and have you ask the question?
Sure.
Great. Put you on hold. You can ask the question, and I'll answer when we come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.